Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Officials have identified the 6 victims killed in Friday night's crash, including the 11-year-old patient and her mother. Lizeth Maria Ozuna died along with her daughter Valentina. They were visiting Shriners Children's Philadelphia from Mexico. Also on board were 2 pilots, a doctor, and a paramedic. One other person died while in their car upon collision. Mayor Sherelle Parker and other city officials provided an update Sunday on the deadly medical jet crash.
We can also confirm that there was at least one other person who perished, and that was the individual I referenced who was in the car. And there were additional victims who were injured, and they are being treated. We talked about it nearby hospitals, but that number has now increased to 22. 5 of the victims remain hospitalized currently, and 3 of them are in critical condition. We have not, out of respect for their families and their loved ones, shared the names of any of those who have been impacted.
Mayor Parker says they will have a town hall on Wednesday night. A time and location have not been indicated at this time. Resources are available for neighbors and victims of the crash. The city's Office of Emergency Management partnered with the American Red Cross, as well as the School District of Philadelphia, to open a shelter for anyone who was displaced. And officials are urging anyone who see anything unusual or resembling debris to not touch it, but to call 911 right away to report it. Officials are still looking for the black box somewhere in the wreckage of the crash, hoping it'll shed some light on what happened. Hundreds of Eagles fans flocked to Lincoln Financial Field Sunday morning to send the birds off to Super Bowl 59 in style. KYW's Justin Udo was there.
I wish I could go to New Orleans, but I can't make it there.
That's Lorion Dickens, who says she'll be with her birds in spirit as they take on the Kansas City Chiefs in next Sunday's big game. She says although she's not able to go, this is the next best thing, standing shoulder to shoulder with other Eagles faithful on the field where her favorite players put it all on the line.
I feel great. Very excited to be here.
Alicia Figueroa was pretty pumped to dance on the field and cheer on the players and coaches as they gave their thanks and appreciation to the fans.
This is phenomenal, getting this experience and being able to send them off. We're pumped for Super Bowl.
And for her, being on the Birds' home field felt like the perfect time to make her Super Bowl prediction.
32-23, go Birds!
Kickoff from New Orleans is at 6:30 next Sunday. Would you ride a train that would run along the Delaware Riverfront? That's the question asked in a survey exploring a pop-up metro line. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The Delaware River Waterfront Corporation is exploring having a battery-powered train that would run along the existing tracks on Columbus Boulevard. It's still in the concept phase, says Karen Thompson, the DRWC's director of planning.
We don't have final starting and endpoints yet, but somewhere between Race Street and roughly Queen Street, give or take.
She says the Pittsburgh firm Pop-Up Metro approached the DRWC with the idea of running battery-powered trains on the tracks owned by the Philadelphia Beltline Railroad Company. Pop-Up Metro would provide the rail cars and modular stations. It's touted as a faster and less expensive way to provide rail service. Thompson says the DRWC has posted a survey to see how people would use such a line.
How do people currently get to and around the waterfront? Would this potentially change how they did that?
Thompson says it's so early in the planning that no potential timeline or price tag has been determined.
Thompson says it's so early in the planning that no potential timeline or price tag has been determined. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.